football on off the ball.
But yeah, there's some good managers floating around, and that's in a way what the Premier League's become. It is a home of star coaches as much as, well, more than star players.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the ball, GAA.
It's full time after extra time in Croke Park, and Westmeath have done it. Westmeath are the Leinster champions for only the second time after defeating Dublin by 228 to 26 points. It was a remarkable victory for Mark McHugh's side, who absolutely blitzed Dublin in the first period of extra time. They outscored Dublin 1-4 to no score during that period and rallied strongly again in the second half. The returning John Heslin nearly took the roof off Croke Park with a two-pointer before Jack Duncan kick-started the wild celebrations with a goal for the last kick of the game. Full-time score after extra time. Westmeath 228, Dublin 26 points. Westmeath are the Leinster champions.
No, I think you'd be right. I think we showed massive resolve and resilience at the end of normal time to dig it back and to get to extra time. It wasn't looking likely with after 63 or 64 minutes, but to be fair, somebody did. But yeah, we just never got to the pitch at the start of extra time, and the first attack, the ball goes out over the sideline. Then ever from there, I mean, Westmeath just ran us into the ground, to be fair to them, and they were certainly full value for their victory.
What sort of did you not do as
players intended? Look, I think The dirty stuff, I think they won a lot of the breaking ball, the kick out battle, that ground battle on the ground. I don't know the figures on it, but it just seemed that they were winning a little bit more breaking ball than us, and we're getting massive joy on the kick out side of it. So certainly there were improvements for us there, but like ultimately there's lots of facets of the game I'm sure they will look back on and be hugely disappointed with. But look, the lads just have to pick themselves up, as tough as it is, with another game in 2 weeks, new competition, and let's see what that brings for him.
How did you think at that point? Did you think 69 minutes? Do you think he could steal out from there?
Well, naturally enough, you would think you're certainly in the driving seat anyway. But again, to be fair to Westmeath, they didn't panic. They won the next kick out of the breaking ball, and from there they went up, and I think it was Senan Baker who got the score, was it, in at the end of the half. So yeah, it was disappointing not to close out from there, absolutely, but you know, ultimately it was, you know, Westmeath's resolve, really. They're plucky, and they ground out a result that didn't look likely with a minute to go.
Just on that kick-out battle, obviously the loss of Padder was a big loss, because I think he caught three prior to the shoulder injury. I suppose, firstly, how is he? And, you know, that kick-out imbalance in kind of was a big part of the game.
Yeah, he's quite sore in there now, so we'll have to just see how he is over the coming days. But hopefully it's positive news for Padder. He's a massive part of our general game plan. He's such a big man, and was probably dominating the air, to be fair to him, in the early exchanges. So, naturally enough, that does have an impact. Kitty McGuinness came out to midfield and did a really good job too, and made some clean catches. But ultimately, yeah, we did suffer from the loss from Padder, and look, it is what it is. Hopefully you get good news during the week.
It is, I suppose, the sign of modern football. Westmeath got a lot of dominance after kick out and a lot of momentum from that as well then.
Yeah, look, that's the new game. It is a kick out battle, and if you can win a fair percentage of your own kickouts and win a fair percentage of the opposition kickouts, you know, you're going to get more plays of the ball, and ultimately that's what happened today from Westmeath's perspective, and they took full advantage of it.
I'd imagine the change room, or when you get together, will be a lot of disappointment in the air. The challenge ahead now of Loud again, how is that preparation going to go? Is it a challenge? Probably not even given a thought right now, but will it be difficult to pick up the pieces again?
Yeah, look, of course. There's massive disappointment in there, like, naturally enough, after any game you lose, or never mind a final. So that would be on the players now to pick themselves up. As I said, we have a new competition. We play Loud in 2 weeks' time, so it's just about getting the bodies right first and foremost, and we'll work on the minds during the week. But ultimately, the lads are in a competition now, and it's up to them to see how far they want to take it.
Do you anticipate more bodies back, or like everyone's, you know, wants to see an update on Conn potentially? Obviously, you give so much to your side, you would probably be crying out for him there. Is he likely to be involved in the Loud game?
Yeah, we were very close to having a lot of guys back today in terms of Conn, Lee Gannon, Colly Baskell, but just a little bit short in terms of the day. So look, that'll be positive for the group with them guys coming back into the fold come Tuesday or Wednesday, whenever we get back to training. So that will certainly strengthen the squad. Hopefully there's not too many bumps and bruises from there. Naturally enough, going to games, going to extra time, lads will be very, very sore. So we'll just have to tread carefully with them fellas early next week and see what sort of 15 or 26 we can bring to the table in 2 weeks' time.
What's the next big thing for you to do, like where do you start to get on with it, like it's another game, and pretend that this didn't happen, or do you have to like open up all the wounds and go through it that way?
It's like every game we sit down and we'll analyse and review it. And I think the big thing for this group since the start of this year has been the consistency piece. We've shown some flashes of really good stuff, and then the next game has just been quite disappointing in terms of just mastering that consistency. We've seen it in large spells against Louth the last day, but here we are 2 weeks later and we're talking after a defeat. So I think that's just the frustration thing from a management and a player's perspective. It's just that consistency piece. So look, that'll be the challenge in 2 weeks' time, is to go out and perform and put in a good performance again to get us over the line, and then from there we'll see what happens. But the immediate thing is obviously just assess where the lads are at from a physical perspective, mental perspective, review the game and go from there.
It did look like every time the ball goes back to me, we're picking it up for a little spell there. But look, there's a lot of delay over where it's piggery and strategy. But what is it? What do you think?
Yeah, look, again, I'll have to look at it. It seemed like they were in better positions for the breaks more often than not. So absolutely, that's a training ground thing that we need to work on. But yeah, sometimes it comes down to that little bit of extra bit of want to and desire on the ground, and ultimately they won
it about today. Well, you mentioned about the kind of the rugby game and stuff like that. The way that the goal came about, obviously a shot for a point to drop short. How much of a sucker punch was that so early in extra time?
Yeah, look, it's any score in extra time is difficult to come back from, and particularly the goals in extra time are usually important because you don't have as much time left in the game, naturally enough. And when a team stretches in 6, 7, 8 points in front in extra time, it's very difficult to claw back. And then the Westmead supporters obviously were fantastic today, and they got right behind their team. So look, it's a difficult challenge in that regard. The lads, you know, they plugged away and they did their very best to try and bring the game down to the wire, but unfortunately, just yeah. Westmead, what about you?
Class as well. I mean, we witnessed that class as permanent with John Heslin, just from almost like watching. I mean, he still has it.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, he's been a great player for Westmead, and sure, it's great for him to come back and to experience a day like today for himself and his family in the county of Westmead. Yeah.
Do you see signs that this group is coming together? Because obviously, on the new phases, we're talking about consistency. Do you guys see on the inside in the training that's coming, the process, I suppose.
Yeah, look, I think we as a management team have the utmost faith in the group. I think they are a resilient group. They've shown that they've had the ability to bounce back from setbacks to date this year. I firmly believe that that'll continue to be the case, and we'll see a response in 2 weeks' time. But it is just with a new team, sometimes there is just that developing that consistency piece. But look, we wouldn't be happy with today. Of course we wouldn't. We're hugely disappointed in there. We're here to win Leinster Championships, we're here to win games of football, and yeah, look, we just have to unfortunately just get back on the horse and respond really well.
Ronan, well, I think that smile says it all. Westmead, Leinster Champions, how good does that sound?
It's just what dreams are made of. It's euphoric, like, it's just seeing what it meant to the players, seeing what it meant to the fans. Like, they really travelled up in numbers there today, and it's a credit to them, and look, it's credit to that bunch of lads in there, the hard work they've put in since we got together, and it's just unbelievable.
The noise, 35,500, a huge chunk for Westmeath here in Croke Park. But the couple of points at the start of the game were blistering. We thought that was loud, but it seemed to go into complete overdrive there, extra time, and then the end was madness. What was it like to be in that cauldron?
It was unbelievable. Like, I suppose you can nearly sometimes lose the noise in Croke Park with not having it full, but that David made up for it. It felt like there was 80,000 people there today. They really got behind us. There was, ever since the Kildare game, there was buses going from every club. I'd say two or three buses from every club full, and they put on 5 or 6 trains, 7 trains. Like, everyone was coming out of the county, and like, you just seen, like, just outnumber Dublin in Croke Park is something else. And we just fed off that. Times when we were a bit giving the ball away or turning over, but we got that little score, the crowd just gave energy, and to see, even when Hess came on, and just their noise at the place, and then to go into extra time, we just came out firing, and it's really paid off.
Is that a challenge? Because we have seen teams, obviously the overdrive and the hype can sometimes sink it, almost blocks on the head sort of mentality. You can absolutely drown in it. You seem to thrive on that. You seem to, you know, flourish under these situations.
Yeah, look, we do, and we don't make things easy for ourselves.
No.
But look, we knew we were in the position after the Kildare game, after extra time. We had it in the legs. We just got into the dressing room. We took a few minutes to relax. Got the messages in from Mark, and we just knew, look, we mightn't get back here ever again. And it's 20 minutes of your life. And as Mark said the last game, you can't die from exhaustion on the pitch. And we just had to empty it out there, and we really did.
Yeah, we certainly did. That first period of extra time was just jaw-dropping stuff. I think maybe, if I'm thinking back, I know the modern football has changed things around, but a blitz like that I probably haven't seen since maybe Kerry against Armagh, that sort of a style. You grab that game, every break, every ball, every score. How good was that to be in that real, real red-hot moment?
Oh, it was unbelievable. Like, you're just feeding off every moment. Like, once we got the kick out, we'd go on attack. If we got scores, kick out again. You're just winning those breaks. Like, kick outs are crucial in the modern game now. And we just put serious emphasis on making sure Dublin were going long and getting under the breaks. And it just fed into our attack. And I suppose once we got them couple of points up, Dublin had to come probably out chasing. And that just fed into us again with the legs. The boys coming in off the bench, they have serious legs as well, so we just knew it was in there. And look, going down when they got a couple of a two-pointer, and if we got back, we were just like, oh God, not again. But thankfully we kicked on again, and it's just unbelievable to finish it out.
There's so much to dissect in the game, and sure, Westmeath supporters will watch it over and over once the celebrations have died down a little bit. But there was moments in the game, I'm thinking back to, I think Shane in the first out and the two-pointer, yeah. Obviously the impact off the bench, all the talk during the week from outside the camp was John Heslin return, but Sinan Baker come on, yeah. Got the equaliser, I think got another two or three with that as well, yeah. Then the roar with John, and he gets the two pointer the last moment. There's so much there,
yeah,
isn't there?
Oh, there is. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, the boys just make a serious impact coming in, and Sinan to kick that score to draw the game near the end was just, it's a credit to him. Like, a young man could have easily shied away, but he backed himself, and we backed each other to take those shots. And the big man coming in was just,
gosh. Talk to me on about John. You're the captain. Yeah. You see this guy coming back. Oh, everyone's talking about, oh, is he going to take someone's spot or whatever? Class is permanent, I guess.
Class is permanent, and he's been killing it for the club over the last number of weeks. And obviously, we lost Luke, and we wish him a speedy recovery too. And we just knew we needed that experience. We needed that quality. And look, lads are going to be, I don't think anyone was disappointed to have him back in. Everyone was buzzing. You seen him up in Cavan last week when we were training, just to see the quality in there. And I soldiered with him for 10 years. To see him out back in a maroon jersey is just a credit to him and the quality he has and the person he is. And I'm just delighted for him to get back out there. And he'll push us on over the next few weeks as well, because he's a serial winner and it's going to be class.
Talk to me about the moment. The time is up. Everyone's trying to say keep ball. A shot comes in, it comes off the post. James gets it, the net goes, and it's not quite Celtic Park with everyone going on the pitch, but it's not far off.
No, it's not far off. We were just trying to see out the game, and Adam Traynor made an unbelievable run. Shot was on, he took it, and look, it hit the post, and Jack was there in the right position at the right time and buried it, and just sent the place into eruption. And it's just the perfect way to end the game, really.
It was, because like, you'd have taken any sort of anti-climax, but that was an explosion at the end.
Explosion of noise. It's just, it hasn't probably quite sunk in yet what it means. It probably will in a few minutes or over the next few hours. It just means so much to this group. Like, we've had our bad days over the last number of years, and just to see the hard work paying off, the belief we've had over the last 6, 7, 8 weeks, the building on the Longford game, to the Meath game, to Kildare game, and then to see it just pay off today is just truly credit to the boys and to the team.
You're the only Westmeath male captain to walk up and get the Leinster title in Croke Park. Step by step, were you soaking it in?
Yeah, look, it was class. I got a message off David O'Shaughnessy, the 2004 captain, on Friday, and he was like, I'm sick of being hearing about 2004 and the only Westmeath captain going up them steps. You go and make sure you do it. And it's just an unbelievable. I'm so proud to captain that bunch. Mark gave me the privilege this year, and after last year, and I'm just delighted to get up them steps and lift that Delaney Cup.
It could be the start of a journey, but you'll enjoy the celebrations.
We'll enjoy the celebrations, but look, we'll let the management sort out the game plan for 2 weeks. No, we'll definitely enjoy a couple of days by yourselves. You don't, like, you have to. At the end of the day, if you don't celebrate a win like that, you're a robot. So we'll enjoy the few days, we'll get back and get ready for Cavan in 2 weeks.
One last time, Ronan Wallace, Westmeath, Leinster Champions 2026. Enjoy the celebration.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Mark, Leinster Champions. Can you believe it? You've done it.
Can I believe it? Yes, because I know what's in that that room, Jonathan. Did I think it was going to happen maybe as soon, you know, this year with our first year? Probably not. And, you know, I don't think anybody can take it away from us. We went the hard route here. You know, we beat Longford, Meath, Kildare, and now Dublin. Like, you know, there's not many more Leinsters as hard won as that. And, I'm not saying I'm speechless, like, but to see the faces on the players, to see the faces on, you know, the rest of the management team that's from, obviously, Westmeath, and to see the supporters after the game, you know, that'll live long in my memory. And the chills... and the chills it's given us today is just unbelievable, and very, very proud to be part of that squad. And I know I speak to you about pride all the time, but when them lads put a shift in like they're after doing and leaving everything on Croke Park's field, you know, I can't say any more for them lads. You know what they've done for their county. They you know, they're legends. They've legendary status now. You know, two times ever. You know, this is the second time ever happening. And what they've done, they probably don't even know what they're inspiring the next generation of young boys and young girls able to play football. And that's what we want. And we need to build in this now. You know, as a county and as a team. So, just class, Jonathan. Really, really class.
I couldn't help but think back to what you told me after the Kildare game. Nobody's died from exhaustion on a football pitch. There's always a bit more. Your side found a bit more, particularly in extra time where it could have been easy to drop the heads. You blitzed Dublin apart, 1-4 with that reply.
Yeah, I live by that. I said that this morning. Like, nobody's going to die off tiredness on this field. You may cramp, and if you cramp, you've done a job for us. We'll pull you off, but you're not going to die. I felt our squad won us the game today, you know. I do feel our squad, it wasn't our team, it was our 22, 23 players that had come off, you know, that came on, came back off, and just couldn't give any more. We, at the very end there, we had to send boys inside to stay inside because they couldn't cramp. And listen, Dublin lads were too, but, you know, their squad has been stretched the last few weeks over injury. And, you know, I read somewhere during the week, you know, in the last 20 years, you know, they've had 31 finals, they've lost 29, or they've won 29 of them, drawn two that they eventually went on to one. So to beat them, you need to be on top of your game. And we said to beat them, we need to show something different. And we showed something different the other day.
What was it, something different?
Belief. Belief maybe that we could beat them. We went on, you know. I think even when Dublin scored that last point coming down the stretch to go a point up, we still believed, you know, we're going to another score on us. And I think we actually could have finished the game with another point. I think, as I said, a lot of teams maybe would fear Dublin and Croke Park and fear everything the surrounding. That's the one thing I was worried about, I suppose, today was not so much getting beat, was not to not perform. You know, they put everything in and the occasion would get to them and they'd be flat. If we performed and Dublin beat us, I would shake their hand and say, well done, guys, well done. We'll be back next year, or we'll try to be back next year. But I thought just the belief to go at them in that period where we kicked on four points. And our energy in our legs was great. And, you know, I do feel like there was another one or two goals probably out there today for us. But no, unbelievable. It's going to be a mad few days in Westmeath.
You talk about the impact off the bench. I think you know where I'm going with this. Everyone's talking about it. But to bring back Heslin, to come back, a lot of talk during the week about whether it's right or wrong. I suppose ultimately it's proven right. He came back at a big moment. How has that whole conversation developed?
Yeah, I think it's the right call now today, and it was obviously going to be a defining moment. But we know what he had given to Westmeath, Jay. I've been involved in squads and different things that you hear managers saying that the door's always open for people that's playing good club football, and ultimately I don't ever think it happens. You know, Ian Martin came in a few weeks ago, playing off an unbelievable few games for the Downs, and came in and played against Kildare and played again today. So you know, we had already that precedent set. So if you're playing good club football, you were going to come in. John had kicked 3-11 one game, 2-9 another game. You know, I don't know if there's a manager out there that wouldn't take him in, especially after losing the injuries that we lost to Luke, especially. And you know, when you lose lads like that, you lose a bit of experience in the dressing room. So I kind of thought, right, what do I need here that's ready made, that is experience and can be thrown into a big game? So when I rang him, the one thing I loved about his mannerism was that he was so willing to play for Westmeath. You know, he could have said, no, I'm in the media, I have a contract signed or something like that, but no, he wanted to play for Westmeath. Yes, it might be easier because of the Leinster final, but he really, really wanted to play for Westmeath. And what again, he wasn't coming in just for today either, Jonathan. We have two massive games coming down the trot, and I hope I'm here next year, and he's going to hopefully be playing next year, and he'll have to play next year. There'll be no getting around it, and that's part of it. That's luck into the future, and you know, we could lose more injuries now, and you just don't know. We always have to be, you know, seeing as these opportunities out at Westmeath are not like the Kerrys, even the Donegals, that they have such resources and players. You know, Westmeath have to rely on every single resource we get. And you know, I communicated with the players before I made the decision, and I says, what do you think if he was a training this week? And the lads were buzzing straight away, and they says, listen, we'd rather be looking at John Hesson instead of for him. And I think he proved his worth out there today by catching them few balls around the midfield and kicking that unbelievable two-pointer.
Let's focus on a really positive at the end. The ball comes back off the post, Jack is back on, bang, euphoria.
Yeah, I think it was euphoria before that. I kind of figured we were going to win. And Jack Duncan, to be fair, he could have sulked. He was taken off at half time. You know, he was thrown in there at the deep end today, and the same similar with Sennan. Sennan was pulled this morning, or this week, and he could have sulked, but they didn't. Sennan came on as man of the match, nearly since he was on the field. Jack came off like a man, and I said, Jack, you have to go and wing it back for the second half. No bother, Mark. What do you need me to do? He actually ended up playing cornerback, gets up for the goal, and he made the run along with Tag, and he kicked the point in the first half. Awesome young lads that have no fear. They have no fear, and they go at it. Shane Corcoran, Brandon Kelly, you know, Kevin Sullivan out there today was immense. Ray Connellan was immense. Matty Whittaker, you know, I could go on and on and on, like the fullback line. They're legends. What they've done for the Westmeath is proper legendary status, and I hope they enjoy it for the next few days.
I could talk to you all night long, but I think you've some celebrating to do. Congratulations.
Thanks,
Mark.
Jonathan. Good man. Hey, take care.
John, they say you shouldn't believe in fairy tales, but after that, I'm not sure. I might have changed your mind. What a whirlwind for you and for Westmeath. Can you sum that things up completely there?
Yeah, no, look, I think dreamland for me, it's unbelievable. I'm delighted for all the people of Westmeath, you know. Mark McHugh rang me and Jamie Ganood, he deserves a bit of credit for it as well, and you know, when they had the injuries and things like that, just said, would you come back in and do a bit with the lads? And that's all it was at the start, and sure, just the way things went, I found myself in the 26 this week, and you know, the support and the texts from people all over Westmeath, and even outside of Westmeath, people were texting saying fair play and best of luck. And I suppose I just wanted to come in today to encourage the lads on, and they were brilliant. They've been brilliant the last few games, and I'm just over the moon for them. And I'm the luckiest person to have been involved in it, to be honest. Yeah.
It's funny, like, if you take a step back, you soldiered for so long, had drawn a line, and now you've come back and you're Leinster champions. Can you put that together?
Yeah, look, I'll be honest, I didn't think it would happen. Obviously, I retired, but you know, I sent a few of the lads retiring. It's funny because I was still playing with the club. And I thank my club for the training that they would have been giving me, because I was obviously trained to a pretty decent standard to be able to come back in and mix it with the lads. But yeah, honestly, a month ago, I never thought that this was way off the radar for me, you know. So I'm just, but I suppose it would be remiss of me not to say about the lads that for the last couple of games, when a phone call came from Mark, he said to me, do you have any questions? And I had no questions, because I had full faith in the lads. After what I saw in the games against Meade and Kildare and Longford and in the league, I just thought they had an immense energy, immense belief about themselves, and if I could just come in and give a little bit of a boost, that was all. And sure, look, the rest is history. We're Leinster champions, which I never thought I'd be saying, obviously, as we retired, you know. I had the belief once upon a time. I had the belief a few weeks ago when he rang me, and I'm just thrilled.
That first time you picked your head around the door again, was it daunting or...?
I'll be honest with you, you know, it's funny, the lads, you know, it was like my wife said to me, geez, you're buzzing for training tomorrow. And at a certain stage of your career, buzzing for training, it's a different type of buzz, you know, but I was buzzing for training, and I was nervous going up to it, you know, a good sense of nerves. And went in and trained for the weekend, and all the lads welcomed me back in, and they were all delighted to see me. And it was great, and we played a bit of an in-house game and things went well. So they said, look, you did all right there, we'll keep you around, you know.
Talk about welcomes, you got one hell of a welcome. There's a huge, huge roar when you were introduced in there in a crazy helter-skelter Leinster final.
Yeah, and again, I just thank the people from Westmeath. You know, they've been unreal to me throughout my whole career. And as I said, when I come back in, the text message I got, and I'll never be able to thank everyone individually. Of course you won't, but I just, if they hear this or, you know, whatever, I just thank them immensely. And, you know, fair play to them for travelling and supporting. And I hope it surely was a day for them to remember.
Leinster final, when he got onto it, what was it like to play in?
I mean, sure, look, it was brilliant for me to be able to prepare for this game, because I didn't know whether I was going to play 5 minutes or no minutes. You know, in the past, for the last 14 years when I was playing, you're going to have to give it everything for 70 whole minutes, and you might have a free last minute to get it. It was a very different preparation for me, and I got to really actually enjoy it, which is a very unique thing. So I was warming up on the line, and the lads were playing brilliant in the second half, you know, and I was like, just Mark, don't change anything here, it's going really well. But no, I just came on, and yeah, I had to get to the pace of it very quickly, and yeah, I think it got to some of the pace anyway. So look, as I said, it was a great team effort, and that's the point. It's that if I could get the ball and give it off to lads and get in amongst it, and yeah, look, we came out the right side of it, you know.
With your former captain Kevin beside us up on the press box today, he was telling me beforehand, you know, you'll get a two-pointer, yeah. And you did.
Yeah, and look, you know, I my heart goes out to all the lads that I soldiered with for so many years, you know, because they weren't in the privileged position to win. I know all of the lads that I played with, none of them would begrudge anyone. They'd be super delighted. And people asked me 2 weeks ago before I was in, what do you think of the team? And I said, I really hope they win. And I'd be delighted for them. I know the lads I played with would be delighted for them, but I'd like to say thanks to them, and I'm representing them as well. Kev is my neighbour, and we've had great crack over the last 10 days, even a few weeks ago when this was kind of coming in under the radar. So look, I'm representing all the lads I played with as well here today.
Mark says now, he said, you can't go away. He said, that's it. He's talking about building plans for next year, which, you know, and everything.
Yeah, well, I said to Mark, would it be bad if I came and just said I'm retired now again? You know,
you've got the medal now, haven't you?
No, joking apart. The phone call came at the right time for me. I'm studying as well at the minute, and my lectures actually finished yesterday. So when the call came, it was like, oh, well, schedule's freeing up a bit. But look, we won't worry about next year yet. We have a bit of celebrating to do.
Absolutely.
And then we're into the All-Ireland series as well. So look, it's something to look forward to. I can't wait to get back to Mullingar and see the smiles on everyone's faces from Westmeath. So that's exciting.
Yeah, you put blood, sweat and tears many years, and now go enjoy those celebrations. I'm feeling they're going to be special.
Yeah, they will do. Thanks very much.
Congratulations. Thanks, John.
Thank you. Off the ball. GAA.